Blog Talk Radio.
Akila Mihanda. Why? I said, oh my God, why I gotta be so different? Why I wanna throw up every time I turn on the television? Why I gotta be so difficult? Can barely agree with the feminist, my nemesis. Oh my God, why I drank the lemonade? How I end up on the shade room before I hit the fame? How I end up marching in DC 'cause you got taste? Screaming just to stir up the knowledge of stuff. Got me all the way up, and we staying up, 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 up. I'm staying wrapped up, up, up. You're looking in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's what's the name? You couldn't wrap your mind around the way I think if your name was TJ. Be glad, 'cause today's the day we taking our trash. Starting with the stuff that's going in your ears. The angels and the demons fighting for my ears. But they don't know I got the juice, my ancestors. Steering me to the best path, no bus fare. Just trust here, just bluff here. We doing it, doing it. Birthing a new day, watching the fall of Babylon is here. I follow. And we're staying up, 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 up. And I'm staying right up, up, up. You're looking in the sky, here's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's what's the name? Hey.
I remember that you're peace and love all. Thank you so much, and welcome to Pamela Patterson Enlightenment. I do apologize over the last couple of weeks that I haven't been on as much as I would have liked to be on, but God, inshallah, with me, God's willing, and then I will be more able to be on. Having a little where I move is not a good internet services, but hopefully we will get that solved. In a week or two, probably about 2 weeks. So please be patient. I miss you guys, and just keep supporting. And with that, we're gonna have an open open mic. When I call it an open mic, if you have any questions or discussion, you can tell what's on your mind. With so many things that are going on today, I'm sure you have a lot on your mind, but that's how I was thinking earlier. As me and my brother Maurice often talk about things, things that are very relevant, etc. And he did a video on listening, so you can go to YouTube and definitely check him out. He has great, great videos, and we were discussing the art of listening. A lot of times, most of us. We want to talk, we want to be heard, and sometimes a little more than necessary. But it's nothing wrong with wanting to be heard. I mean, of course, when I talk, I also want to hear me, to feel what I feel, to understand where I'm coming from, whether it's a happy moment or whether it may be sad or whatever the emotions may be that that we do go through. But one thing that definitely I think we all need to improve on, and that is listening to each other. I think that's why we have so many problems in the world today in general, and particularly in our community. We don't listen. Everyone wants to be heard. Everyone wants to be seen. But sometimes, in my humble opinion, it's best to just sit back and observe of what's going on, what people are saying, and therefore you can get a better understanding and, be more communicative if you're just listening. And as my grandmother always said, that's why you have two ears and one mouth, because you should listen more so or twice as much, listening, instead of always yapping like we do sometimes. So with that, I'm going to start off with autographs, they can have nice steps on the art of listening. So hopefully my computer or internet will cooperate with me as I'm pulling it up. So with that, give me a second or so, and we're going to go right into this. And like I said, we have, you know, any question or comment, and then definitely please submit those. It would be great because your feedback is greatly appreciated, as always. Hopefully we have some clips on listening and other things that are going on today. As I said, I'm having a very difficult time with my internet services right now. But we're going to stay going with the show. We're going to push it on, as always. But, you know, give me some feedback on listening. You know, do you have a problem when you're trying to communicate with your significant other? What if your children, et cetera? You know, I find it very often that, you know, I listen to people. Are you really listening? That's a difference between listening and actually hearing a person. You know, I can listen. I can hear your words. But am I comprehending what you say? Am I understanding where you're coming from? Can I feel what you are trying to convey to me? The real art of listening. And so that's the thing that we need to learn, how to listen to each other. Very, very important. And that's why I try to pull my, I had a great article here. Hoping I will find it. Also today, I saw in the, this is open mic, so we're going to talk about listening. We're going to talk about some other things, hopefully, that on your mind that you want to share. So we're just going to, like I said, we're going to have a good time tonight and discuss things. So as I'm striving to pull up my computer here, I'm going to go back to the listening. I don't see that, but hold on. Give me a second. The tree is just always acting up. But with that, I did see an article today also, and I might have to go to that one first and kind of change directions here. And we'll go back to definitely the article of listening. I try to find that article. But today also I was, just reading and seeing what's going on in the news. And, again, we have this trend that's going on where so many white people are calling the cops or the so-called authorities on people for just such foolishness or trivia things. Right now I'm reading an article on a black Yale graduate student took a nap in her dorm's common room. So a white student called the police. This is ridiculous, but nevertheless, it's the reality that we do live in. A white person was suspicious about an innocuous person of color. Police are summoned, and the encounter posted on social media sparked an outrage about racial profiling. And what is becoming an all-too-familiar episode, a black male university graduate student was interrogated by campus police officers early Tuesday morning after a white student found her sleeping in a common room of her dorm and called the police. The black student, Laleed Yabola, posted two videos of the encounter to Facebook where they have been widely viewed and drawn thousands of comments. Quote, I deserve to be here. I pay tuition like everybody else. In a note, in a note, star Viola told responding officers in her one video after they asked for her ID. I'm not going to justify my existence here. The incident is one of several in recent weeks in which police have been called on people of color for seemingly harmless acts. And one of the most recent three black women were detained while leaving their California Airborne hotel after a neighbor called police thinking they were burglars. Last month, two black men were arrested in Starbucks in Philadelphia after a manager called 911 on them because they didn't order anything. What happened at year? According to Sabola, she was working on a paper in the hall of graduate studies when she fell asleep in a common room. Another female student came in, turned on the lights, and told her, quote, "You are not supposed to be here, sleeping here. I'm going to call the police." And you can go on Facebook and watch the video. Sayobola pulled out her phone and recorded 54 seconds of a hallway encounter with the unidentified student who told her, "I have every right to call the police. You cannot sleep in that room." After two white police officers arrived and began questioning her in the stairwell, Sayobola posted 17 minutes of their encounter to Facebook Live. When Sayobola asked them about the complaint, one officer said, "She called us and said there's somebody who appeared they were out in the stairwell." So Sayobola asked them about the complaint. One officer said, "She called us and said there's somebody who appeared they watching where they were supposed to be." The 34-year-old grad student in African studies unlocked her dorm room door in front of police to show that she lived there. But they still asked for her ID. "We're in a Yale building, and we need to make sure that you belong here," the officer told her. After some hesitation, Sabodia handed her ID over. "I really don't know if there's a justification for you actually being in the building," she told the officers, saying she needed to get back to working on her purpose. Eventually, the two more officers arrived after some confusion about Sabodia's ID. Her name was apparently misspelled in the student database. The police told her she was free to go. Wow. How people are reacting. Sabodia's video of the episode posted at 1:50 a.m. has more than 480,000 views, 7,000 on 500 shares, and 12,000 comments. Many of them protesting what people feel was a racist assumption by the white student and harassment of Sabodia by the campus police. "This sort of incident breaks my heart every time," wrote one man. "Why do white folks always call police on black folks all the time? Why?" End quote. Here we go again. It's such blatant racism. It's ridiculous. I mean, you can't even study and fall asleep in your own dorm room where you're paying your, tuition. This is ridiculous, and we need to just stop marching and do something a hell of a lot more forceful than just, marching and protesting and complaining, et cetera. It's absolutely ridiculous. So what are your thoughts on this article? If you have any comments, then please post those, call in, et cetera. Now we're going to digress. and go to our next article, hopefully, about cooperate. But then, again, back on that story about the sister. Now, she's worked hard to get into school, I'm sure, more than any of us, in my humble opinion, because we have to work a hell of a lot harder in this and just the system that we live in to even get a toy in the door. That's known our whole being, you know. And for her to be subjected to such harassment is embarrassing. It's ridiculous. You know, it's just no cause for that. And, again, I'm sure they're going to sweep it out of the woods, you know, hey, we're just doing our job. But that's the problem. You're not doing your job. You're just harassing black people because, you know, you feel that white people have the authority to, I mean, just don't even check into anything. Who is this white woman? That she supposed to be there? That's what you should have been checking on, too. Not just the black one. Why are you here harassing her? And what business is of yours when the sister wasn't doing anything that was, you know, out of order or hurting anyone? So, again, we must separate and get our own schools and et cetera. That is the only answer. And so until we accept it, then we're going to be subjected and treated like this continuously. Absolutely. Okay, if anyone have any questions, please submit those. Okay, we're going to go back to try to find the article of on listening, because I think that it's a very relevant discussion that we all need to learn. As I said earlier, we have to learn how to listen to each other. And by listening, it also shows respect. I cannot stand when, you know, sometimes we have a disagreement. Of course, sometimes we all get heated when we're so passionate about what we're speaking on, what we feel. And it's nothing wrong with being passionate. Please be passionate about something that's important to you. But when we get to the point where we can't hear each other, when there's a lot of arguing, you know, and you just can't distinguish who's saying what, you know, and that's a bit of my pet peeve. I cannot stand it. So I am learning myself to learn how to listen. You know, and like I said, not just listen, but to hear them. There's a difference to me to really listen to a person. You know, you can, if you do, you can, if they ask you a question, you can go back and tell them exactly what they said, you know, if you're really listening or not. If you're not, you're not going to be able to do that. So I try to listen, even though sometimes, and it takes discipline. And that's why I was trying to get to the article, but it's not pulling up for some reason. But nevertheless, the key is, as I said, to listen to each other. So, you know, when it shows respect, too, and it takes discipline, because a lot of times people may say things that that you don't agree with, and it's just the truth of it. My brother and I were discussing, Brother Maurice, with something the other day, and I had a different point of view. He had a different point of view, but the beauty of it was we didn't argue. He listened to me as I explained my point of view on it. I disciplined myself and listened to him while he explained his point of view. And, you know, I was listening so intensely till I didn't say anything for a minute. You know, after he had finished speaking, he said, "Are you there?" I'm like, "Yes, I am." But I did not, the reason I was like very quiet, even after seconds when the conversation had ended, is because I'm striving to learn how to listen, to hear the words, to hear what a person is saying. And if we did that, I guarantee you that we would be a lot more successful than what we are today. And that's one of the reasons that we are in this condition that we are, because most of us unfortunately, wants to be always the one at the front of something, the one that's getting the most attention. But that's not always a good thing. Everybody has a gift, I believe, truly, from God. Everyone has a gift. But you have to know how to find out what your weakness, what your strengths are, and what your weaknesses are. And that's a lot of things that people can do that I cannot do. And that's just the truth of it. But all praises be to my God, you know, for those that are able to do what they're able to do. And therefore, it's like a puzzle that's being put together. Everyone has a part to fit, you know. You know, we all can't be a head. We all can't be the foot or the arm or whatever. It takes a body, is what I'm saying. So we need that body to make a people, to make a nation, to build us back up into what we really are, and that is the God. So if anyone has any questions, Brother Maurice, if you're on or would like to input, please do it at this time. Because I think it's definitely you can share something with us that would enlighten us and help us all to grow and to improve as I continue.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I feel like I'm.
Well, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, brother. How are you?
All right. Praise be to Allah. I'm fine by Allah's grace. My throat sounds kind of messy. It feels kind of messy, at least.
Yes, sir.
But I was catching the end part of you were talking about something happened at a school.
Yes.
And I think Sister Victoria had sent me something this morning about a school, but I had not had the opportunity to read it. What happened?
It was at Yale University. Laylad, L-O-L-A-D-E. I can't. Last night, I call her Sabolia. She's a student, a black student, who she was in the dorm room, from my understanding, and she was studying. And you know how sometimes you may just fall asleep on the table, you know? And the white student came in, saw her sleeping a bit, and called the authorities. And they, you know, really harassed her for a bit, you know, asking her for why she's doing it. She's like, I'm a student. I play my tuition just like anybody else. So, you know, I was studying and fell asleep. And anywho, yes, sir. And so the policeman, you know, to go through what I call the ringer and, you know, was taking her ID. She had a key to the dorm. And they still was saying, where's your ID? And she's like, I am unlocking the door and going into my dorm. So this is, you know, just, I have a right to do this. And so, you know, anyway, that you know, it just shows again the injustice that we do go through daily, and even more so, it's getting out of hand. Every day there's something that's going on. That's absolutely, you can't even study at a library in your own dormitory without being harassed. Today, a brother posted a person on Facebook, and I said, he said, what if we as black people call the police every time that the white folks did something? He said they would be up to paperwork to their neck, and I don't think they would appreciate that. So we definitely have to we have to do something different. This not working. And it's, again, absolutely ridiculous. You can't study. You can't have a bag of Skittles and drink a drink. You can't walk down the street. You cannot do anything anymore. And until we wake up and realize that we have to separate, and then we're going continuously to be going through this and an awful lot more, unfortunately.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. And you said that was at Yale University?
Yes, Yale University. So, you know, Yale is so-called prestigious and right, so, you know, already that's a statement of what are you doing here, nigger? Basically.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's really what they were saying to her.
Yes, sir. You know, and I would hope that now they would be able to listen even more deeply to what we're saying. Because these people that go to Yale and Harvard and Radcliffe, you know, they hear us, you know, and they say, oh, these people don't know what they're talking about. They're just haters. They're just this. They're just that. No, we're not haters. We're lovers of our people. And if you listen to us long enough, you will make proper decisions which could save your life. You know, but they needed that. I'm up here trying to warm up my pizza in the oven and damn burned it. Looks like I got to start this dinner over again.
Right. I'm so sorry. Yes, sir.
But anyway, back to what I was saying, I'll take a picture of this burnt pizza and say, look what Sister Pam made me eat.
Oh, God. My apologies, brother. I got you the next time. Dinner on me the next time. How about that?
Crazy girl. We're struggling out here for a brother. Good Lord. Back to the topic. You know, they think that we are foolish, you know, that we talking foolishness. It's not foolishness. This is real everyday life. But now that you begin to experience, now you will begin to say, okay, well, maybe it's something more to it now. Because your path that they gave you to let you think you are one of them. See, we as black people, we got to do our research. You know, when they did a study. White folks are very good with this, and we have to begin to be good readers and begin to produce our own work. But these bastards, they did a study when the riots broke out when Dr. King was killed. No, even before that, there was another set of riots that broke out. And they wanted to find out, you know, what caused it. You know, what's going on in America? And they found out that there was two Americas, one white, one black, separate and not equal. Well, they listed the cities where the riots went at, and of course it was Detroit, it was Newark, it was L.A., and they were trying to figure out why. And so they came up with the thing that there's two Americas, one black, one white, and they're not equal. And they said, okay, we got a few choices. We can either put a real effort in to make these niggas one of us and have a one society. That's some choice. They said, we don't think our white American counterparts would really go for that. That we really let the niggas be full American. They said, or we can take it and separate them. Put them off.
Brother Murray, I think we can't hear you, sir. You may be on mute. Brother Maurice. Okay, he has a little difficulty. Either he's on mute or we're having a bit of issues here. Okay, we're going to give him a second or two to hopefully come back in and finish his story off. But in the meantime, hopefully he'll come back on. Don't know what's going on. But we really have to...
Okay, I'm back. Call dropped.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay.
Okay. So, let me get back to where I was. So, they said that they can wall us off and, you know, try to manage it that way. Then they came up with a third response. And the third idea is, well, what we can do, we can let some of the niggas make it. We can pull some of the niggas up where we are, let them go to our school, give them access, and then we'll raise their profile so other niggas can look at them and say, if they did it, so can I. They said, but we will keep. Now, this is actual writing. I'm not making this up. This is in their damn report. They said that we will allow some to come up so the others will always have some to look at and say, you can do it. And then those that have come up will use them to push the idea that if you work hard, if you pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, that you will be successful in America. And they're saying, if we do this, and if we do it successfully, it will stymie the population of blacks and divide them. And they won't have time to focus on the system. They're focused on each other. They're focused on each other. Now, you, when they focus on each other, they're not focusing on each other for the good. They're focusing on each other for what? Like the crabs in the barrel. Nigga, don't you get out before me. Let me pull you back down. And so niggas will fight each other and ignore their enemy. And that is the way they decided to go. And we've been suffering and not even realizing what their plan was, that they put it right in, and we didn't have the decency to go look it up. But we didn't even understand that we need to go research these things. Because white people, they put it in writing. And it's damn, it's available. I didn't have to go to no library. I went to the government website and pulled it up because I was wanting to know, what did that church committee that they had in Congress doing? I wanted to know, what about their committee on assassinations? What did they come up with? I wanted to know these things, and by me looking, I came across that. And I said, oh, my God, I cannot believe what these bastards done to me.
Yes,
how they
play. You know, yes, sir. You know, when you were mentioning how they allowed some of us to so-called make it or, you know, have the American dream, you're absolutely right, because that's how the Beyonce, you know, she's been the top Susan, not to get, take anything from her. Susan, she's beautiful. She's very talented. But nevertheless, you see how much, and everything that, you know, that she does, that they, you know, that unless it's something, you know, against them, you know, if she's trying to get more and show her blackness or her pride or whatever, or to show us, you know, that she, you know, with her black people, her brothers and sisters, and then of course, like they did before, they're going to talk about her and, you know, all kind of foolishness. Oh, we're not going to protect Beyonce if she's come to the concert. That's what some of the policemen had said. Of course, the Mr. Farrakhan said, well, if y'all don't protect it, then the FOI will. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying, just like the Beyonce, just like Oprah Winfrey, you know, they allow so many of us, a certain amount of us, to reach the so-called success totem pole, or whatever you want to call it. And Oprah, yes, who has it been? Beyonce, you know, they may give a Rihanna this and that, but of course they leave them in a way that, you know, is other than themselves, and we gravitate to that because it's so proud of our future. One of us, you know, so-called being successful, but yet they get a handful of us to, you know, allow us to, but all the masses, they keep, you know, away or not successful.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way they do that. It's, you are absolutely right. So it just made me think of, you know, those particular sisters or brothers. As a matter of fact, I would say Bill Cosby, even though he's old, but, you know, he had, you know, had a legacy of a good dad and, you know, that we looked up to Bill Cosby. But now you see how they're breaking him down, have broken him down. You know, I know some said that, of course, it's not all of the story, but when he tried to buy, I think, one of the stations or what have you, and then that's when I started seeing more and more things, you know, been thrown at him negatively. Also, it's that, you know, he met with, I believe, Brother Ishmael during one of the main events, and, you know, things just start rolling in. So, as you say, they allow a few of us to so-called be successful in their so-called, you know, world or whatever you want to call it. And then the masses, they just continuously to keep down and, you know, so it's a trick. It definitely is, and we are so... as you say, so not don't know who we are, you know, seriously. So we just fall right into the trap over and over, over and over. And some of us who have the so-called education, oh, my God. You know, that's another thing. We think that we're above our brothers and sisters until they pull us over in the car. Because I remember one sister, she was pulled over. She was like, I have my, I believe she said my BA or, you know, I have this and my, I'm a university student. Like, that makes you different from one of us. It doesn't. And you assume no. So it doesn't matter, you know, these days with your so-called education. Not to say no that you shouldn't go to school, but if you go to school, you should have definitely it's not going to stop you from being violated against or profiled just like anyone else. You have to have the knowledge of yourself that it should be an education. But many of us want to run away from who we really are, our history, et cetera. And so that's why we are catching the backlash of not standing up, not being who we are, trying to be other than ourselves, and we're getting our ass whooped on every side that is. And with that, I rest my mic. Brother, are you still there? Brother Maurice.
I'm here. My line keeps dropping.
Oh,
my line
just
it keeps dropping.
Mm-hmm. So I understand. I'm having a bit of a technical difficulties here, but it's okay. We're gonna go through this. I'm not gonna stay on as long as I would like to. But nevertheless, we're going to get this fixed in 2 weeks or so. We're going to be right back up and running. But I did want to do a show tonight. But as you make a great point, definitely, you know, we are like the crawfish in the bucket, as you say. You know, and that's a lot of times that's what keep us down because we're so envious, such have such jealousy of each other. When we see one of ours going to the top, we're like, hell no. Let me pull them back down in the where I am, you know, instead of being happy for your brothers and sisters. See, the example that they may be doing that you can implement or imitate, and then you can do the same thing process or do it in another mm-hmm. way, but still be successful. And so we're going to have to break that niggardly mindset that we have to in order to be successful. It's just time out for it. And that's why I was listening to the video that you did, but I listened to all of them, but particularly that one the other day. I mean, I think last night. Was it last night that you did? Yesterday? Well, we don't listen enough. We just want to talk, and we don't really listen to each other. You have to, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I was just reading this. I wanted to put up the article on the art of listening, because that's very important. And sometimes, as I said before, we get so passionate about what we want to express until we just mm-hmm. Really kind of go in and sign it, because you're not, it's okay to express what you're saying, but we have to learn how to listen to each other, and that way we can better have a compromise, and we can grow. Together, we can accomplish what we're trying to accomplish and hit the goal that we all have to do in order to be successful. Not just one, mm-hmm. not just two, but a lot of us. And as you said, and I definitely agree with that, we do not listen. Unfortunately, we want to talk over each other. And sometimes you have to, when you listen, as you said, you may not like what that person's saying, not necessarily, but it's worth it of listening. You have to just discipline yourself and allow that person to say what they say. And sometimes, as I always say, I can disagree with the person. You can disagree with me, but as long as that's respectful, I have no problem with that. And we may come to a compromise on, not to say everything, it may not be everything we agree with, but it could be that mm-hmm. one thing that is the most important thing if we would learn how to listen to each other.
Exactly.
Okay, yes, sir. I think we have a caller on 7171. You are now live at the Initiative Radio Network. Would you like to make a comment? Hello? 7171? Okay, I guess that. Would you like to speak? Okay, maybe not. But thank you for listening, nevertheless. But again, back to listening. Thank God that I'm not the one that talks all the time. I like to listen. I love to listen and see, what can I learn from a person? Because like I said, if I'm always talking, and then I'm not going to be able to hear what they're trying to convey mm-hmm. to me. Or any of us. So, I know some people who, oh my God, they can talk. And I'm just like, well, trying to comprehend what they're saying. But at the same time, they just never shut up. And it's a bit mm-hmm. annoying to me, to be honest with you, too. So I thank God I try my best to sometimes just stand up and just listen to what the person is trying to say. So, again, that's a very important, something very important that we all should strive to learn better, to do better, to listen to each other. Yes,
mm-hmm.
sir?
Exactly. The thing, I find that a lot of times, mm-hmm. and it's just not black people, but people, period, they don't want to mm-hmm. listen because they want to respond to what they think they're
right.
hearing, mm-hmm. and they're responding to what they think they're hearing, and what they're hearing or what they're responding to has nothing to do with what's being discussed. with what's being discussed. And it's like, mm-hmm. That's not even the topic. That's not even the issue. That's not even our mm-hmm. point of disagreement. But because they don't desire to listen. They don't desire to listen,
right.
They just desire to talk. They want to be heard, And at the end of the day, what do you have? You don't have anything because you didn't listen.
Right.
And because you didn't listen, you probably, 9 times out of 10, missed your own blessing. Because your blessing comes through a word. And if you're not quiet, you can't hear the word. So a lot of times for me, when I'm, you know, trying to figure this out or figure this out, I'll get quiet. And I'll just be listening. Because I'm listening for God to send me a word. It may come through my children. It may come through the enemy.
It may come through somebody.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just listening.
His call has dropped again. And sometimes it gets really with this technology that we have. You know, as I have been having lately issues too. But, brother, are you here?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, praise be to Allah. We're having definitely technical difficulties
right.
tonight, unfortunately.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
But we're gonna deal with it until it's time to end. So as you were saying, you was I think you was at the part where you were saying that you listen. It can be from your children. Sometimes we sometimes miss the blessings because we do not listen, and they are absolutely right. And we can't be arrogant because God can't use any of us if we are. I read that over and over and over because. I learned something from my 2-year-old niece, and what if I had to, you know, not to listen to her, you know? And it was very important what she was trying to show me because I was trying. It was something on the computer. I'm like, look at this, out of the mouth of a baby, you know? What I'm like, I'm not going to listen to this child because she's a 2-year-old, she's a baby. But thank God, I always ask God a lot to give me humbleness and let me be able to receive. The blessing or whatever he's trying to give me, whoever and whatever it comes to, it doesn't matter the color, the religion, the gender. I don't care. All praises are due to Allah. And thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, sir. So, I'm very grateful for that. But you're absolutely right. We do not listen attentively enough like we should. And that's why we are, as people, as you said, general people, we do not listen. As one of the things about Trump, he doesn't listen. He thinks everything,
no,
you know, I'm just thinking about. He doesn't. He's so arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't take me anything. I have this many dollars in my pocket, and I'm the president of the United States. Who in the hell are you to tell this? I think. You know, that's an attitude. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Mhm. Ridiculous. So, with that, if anyone don't have any questions or any, you know, we'll take one or two persons. I'm sorry, any listener, if you want to speak, please speak at this time. Because as I said tonight, we're not going to have the program, unfortunately, as long as we have. But I did want to get on here because I had missed a couple of weeks, and I hate to miss. I definitely enjoy. The feedback, the love that you all have given us over the years at the Initiative Radio, we definitely appreciate that. But until I, probably in a week or two when I get my internet services up like it should be, then we will have my regular program. But nevertheless, if there's not any questions or anyone want to make a comment at this time, then we're going to soon close out tonight. So we're going once, twice. Okay, and so Brother Maurice out there, any closing words, sir, and thank you so much for taking out the time. And it's been a long day at work, but your sister definitely appreciates you being humble.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Praise be to Allah. You know, the thing that I would definitely like to leave everybody with is to know and to understand that, you know, this work that we got to do, we got to get it done, because there's nobody else that's coming to do it. It's all on us. It's all on us. So, you know, you can be like white people say you are, or you can be like who you're supposed to be. Simple as that. If you want to stay a nigga, you keep doing nigga stuff and you're going to be a nigga. But if you tired of being a nigga, you tired of being misused and abused, then you go ahead and do what you got to do, which is to accept your own and be yourself. And if you don't even know what yourself is, then it's time to learn. It's time to learn, because we all got to kill that nigga that's living on the inside of us. Every morning when I do my morning videos, I say, you know, kill the nigga on the inside of you. And I'm going to kill the nigga on the inside of me, so that our God will reign supreme, because that's what time it is now. Thank you for having me, Sister Pam.
Oh, thank you. It's always an honor, brother. Always, always. Thank you. I'll praise you to God. And again, thank all the callers, the listeners, you know, for tuning in at the Initiative Radio Network. We definitely appreciate it. And with that, peace and love. Assalamu alaikum. Until the next time.
Alaikum salam.
Love you, brother.
Love you too, Queen.
Well, thanks for good night.
Mm-hmm.